As cases of the more contagious Delta variant continue to rise, health officials are going all in on vaccinating vulnerable populations. In some places, the results are better than others, and most of that can be attributed to demographics. Brock Turner brings us the second of his two-part story.
For Franklin County residents, the county fair is a dash of normal after 18 months of coronavirus restrictions. But for local health officials in one of Indiana's least vaccinated counties, returning to pre-pandemic normal isn't without concern. Angela Ruther is the supervisor and a nurse at the county's health department.
This is the first big gathering in our county since that, and everybody's anxious to get out and have fun. And with the variants that are coming with COVID, it's very worrisome.
That's why Ruther and her team partnered with the state's Department of Health to host a COVID-19 vaccine clinic at the county fair.
I actually had the flu worse than I had the coronavirus. Mm-hmm.
This pop-up clinic, which spanned multiple days, vaccinated 33 people, a success local health officials say as demand has dried up. Each shot provides more protection for a county that has struggled to reach residents. One of them was Eva Grimm.
I'm pretty young, I'm very healthy, but like I said, I do know people that are at higher risk, including my roommate from college, so it was more about doing that so I don't put them at risk than for me, because I did get it, and I was okay, not too sick, nothing terrible happened, but it was more so for the other people.
Grimm says she waited to be vaccinated because she caught COVID-19 just before she was eligible. Health officials hope more lower-risk residents will adopt the same logic, but they note in higher-risk populations, the stakes are even greater. Dr. Thomas Huth is the VP of Medical Affairs at Reed Health in Richmond.
The reality is we can also do something at the people who are most at risk, and you know that has shifted from the older age demographics now because they get vaccinated at a much higher rate in the 75% to 80% range.
Franklin County is one of just a handful in the state without a hospital. Many sick patients end up traveling north to Richmond for care. Huth says the most at-risk patients tend to be younger now because their vaccine uptake is lower.
It's the people in their 40s, 50s, 60s who are vaccinating under 50%. You know, those are the ones who are most at risk. And I think if you were to ask me, what's the one thing we can do to basically stop hospitalizations today, it would be to vaccinate everybody above age 40, especially if they are diabetic and overweight, because those are the commonalities.
Those trends are present throughout the state. Younger populations are vaccinated at lower rates. More than half of Hoosiers aged 40 to 49 remain unvaccinated. Even in counties where rates are higher, the story is largely the same. Monroe County is one of the most vaccinated in the state. While its rate is lower than what Health Department Administrator Penny Cottle would like, she says she's unaware why county rates vary so widely.
Wish that I had the exact answer and the reason for that, but I don't. I think that some of it is each community's different, and I don't know if that has to do with education or where people just fall in terms of regular vaccinations.
All experts interviewed believe the problems aren't rooted in an individual county's public health response, rather the population's trust.
I do think misinformation and mistrust, right? And whether it's mistrust of government, whether it's mistrust of media or the CDC or whatever report it might be, I think that there is mistrust. There's also just a lack of information, full information.
And Huth agrees.
The problem is a generalized mistrust, a crisis of trust in our scientific enterprises, our government and policy-making enterprises, because they haven't always been perfect.
While the number of vaccines administered in future clinics will likely pale in comparison to earlier ones, health officials agree every shot is one step in the right direction. For WFIU News, I'm Brock Turner.